you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, Bi Brigade. Here at Bi Guys, we want you to have amazing sex, which is why I want to tell you about a popular sexual enhancer, the Promescent Delay Spray, that's been used by over 1 million men, and it's clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. It takes the edge off, and sensitivity levels down, so you don't have to worry about finishing a little too soon. There's no prescriptions, no mess, and no pesky subscriptions required. Just better sex, guaranteed with a 60-day money-back policy. Everybody here at Gas Digital's been trying it. Everybody loves it. They've been lasting a little longer and giving the men and women in their life the time of their lives. So you can see what the buzz is all about for yourself and grab a bottle along with all of your sexual and wellness products, from specially formulated arousal gels to supplements and more, in one trusted spot that ships fast and discreet. So just go to promescent.com. That's P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T.com. And there's no promo code needed. They're offering free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So just go to promescent.com, and they've got an assortment of products to enhance your sex life. Hey, gang, before we get started, we have brand new items in our shop at podcastmerch.com, including a limited edition ice cream cone design. This is super cool. They've been working really hard at the merch department here at Gas Digital. So go to podcastmerch.com today and get yourself one of these new Bi Guys items. And between October 11th and 25th, we are going to have the new ice cream cone shirt that is super cool. I absolutely love it. And we're going to have new hats, hoodies, and t-shirts. So again, they're only going to be on podcastmerch.com. And if you want to show people you support the Bi Guys, that is the best possible way. Thank you so much, and let's get into the program.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own Bi Guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
Bi Guys. 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 Bi Guys.
Bi Guys with Zach and Ian. Get your dick sucks.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Bi Guys. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Miko, and LeMaire running a little late. So we have picked another friend of miscellaneous ethnicity. Next to me is our good friend, Paco. Paco, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. I am drinking a sugar-free Red Bull to wake up.
Well, welcome. I know you didn't know you were going to be on a podcast this morning. Second week in a row, we have had a surprise person on microphone, but that's just the way we do it here. Bi Guys, we are joined by two very funny gentlemen. Thank you so much for being here, guys. We got Robbie Sloak and Tim McLaughlin. How you doing today?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Hello, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Very professional, Tim. Yeah. Natural.
I'm bringing it.
Thank you guys for being here. How you guys doing this morning?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I got I got a Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It's classically American. America runs on Dunkin'. They're paying me a lot to do this, so this is my new thing.
I'll be honest with you. It might just be my white trash Dan Connor inside me.
Uh-huh.
Dunkin's better than Starbucks.
It's not even close.
It's way better.
It's so much better. Yeah.
It's phenomenally better. And I would argue, on the road, McDonald's most consistent coffee.
Yes, that's true. But McDonald's fucks up because you'll say, I want the coffee black coffee, because I only drink black coffee. And then they will give you cream and sugar all the time. You have to be like, do not put anything in it.
Yeah, it's even with an iced coffee.
Yeah.
There's no way they're getting that one right.
No, you have to just yell at them and they're like, I got it. And we're like, I'm like, no, you don't. You never got it. Fucking put it in nothing. Just black coffee, please.
And I will say that also, as far as I've just started being the kind of bougie person who Uber Eats Starbucks in the morning for me and my wife.
Oh, yeah.
Man, they got a bad track record on that.
Yeah, they're going to fuck that
I
one.
Might as for well sure. Just say, here's $30.
Yes.
What do you think we want?
When we're hungover, there's a place we get breakfast from, which is literally, I think, 300 feet from our house. But sometimes we are too hungover, and I will get it delivered. And Micah is like, that's too much money. I'm like, it's not your money. Don't worry about it. It's my very little money that I'm spending, and I do not want to get out of bed. It's fucking horrible.
Oh, yeah. Breakfast delivery is a different beast.
It's incredible.
But, oh, fuck. I've been doing that. I've been doing, I'm very close. Do you guys look at how far the restaurant is?
All the time. That's like, yes. I will sort by distance.
Okay, you sort by distance.
A lot of the time, I will. And then sometimes one of my favorite things on Seamless is like they'll track like the driver or whatever.
Oh, I love when you see how, I love that.
And sometimes though, you can just see the driver be like, fuck it. I'm not doing this delivery. You want to kind of head your way, and then they just pull, like they got a phone call to do something else, and they're like, fuck this guy's food.
So there's an IHOP that started doing delivery by me, but it's like 3 miles away.
Uh-huh.
And in my head, A, that's too far.
Yeah.
B, no way the food is making it 3 miles and still being good. Breakfast food is going to steam in the thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have to eat it as soon as it hits your table.
It's like French fries. Yeah. You can't.
Right.
Order fries from a diner because they're going to put them in the thing, it'll steam, and then they suck.
It's fucking crazy. All the technology we have in the world, we can't figure out a way to deliver fries 7 minutes away.
I've actually seen a restaurant near this place that they cut slits in the top so the steam doesn't get trapped. Oh. So it actually escapes.
They're actually making fun of your face.
You know who has good fry delivery? Fedorov's in Brooklyn.
Okay.
Their fries are good. Because I got I paid way too much to get a Philly cheesesteak delivered one day. Theirs are good. There's a spot by me. It's not actually that close. It's like 2.5-3 miles. It's this Chinese spot called Birds of a Feather. I like to shout them out. Hopefully I'll get free food. Possibly the fastest delivery I've ever had. I ordered it. 15 minutes later, the dude was there with my food. I was like, this is impossible. It's impossible. You must have had the food and were close to me and someone canceled. Because there's no way.
Have you guys used any of those new, like, 15 minutes or less grocery delivery services?
No, I haven't.
They are fucking insane. I used this one in my neighborhood. It's called, like, Fridge No More or something. And I've ordered groceries from there probably 6 or 7 times. They've never been longer than 15 minutes.
Wow. That's phenomenal.
You can do a full grocery store shop at the price of like regular grocery store. Again, I'm doing another ad for no reason. Fine.
I like learning about things.
But they show up within 13 minutes for the same price as groceries every time, no matter how much shit you order.
I've been getting into like the double tip.
Yeah.
Because I have my certain places that I love, and I'll do the tip on the app and then a second cash tip.
That's a fucking classy move. Wow. That's pure class.
And
that is pure
class. So I order, I talk about them all the time, Leone's Italian subs is my favorite thing. Fucking enormous fucking sandwiches. And I'll do a $10 tip on the app and then a $10 cash tip.
Yeah.
They're so far from me and they fucking fly.
Yeah.
And they're comedy fan. Like, the owner is a comedy fan, so he's, like, a real cool dude about it. But they have a kid that works there now, and I don't know what it is, and it drives me... I don't know if this... Maybe it's me being lazy. If I order delivery, and I have to put fucking shoes on...
Oh, to go walk to the front door?
To go downstairs or whatever, front door.
I am miffed.
Yeah.
If I have to go out... If I have to bring keys... Because the whole point of delivery is I didn't want to put a shirt on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Much less shoes. If I have to get keys and shoes, so this every single time he calls me, and I don't, so if I order, they have two locations. If I order from the one, every single time I get a call, hello, it's Leone's with your sandwiches. I had a long day. Would you mind meeting me outside? And I hate his voice.
Yeah,
that's a rough one.
Also, his struggle. Like, I had a long day.
Dude,
like,
I got a bunch of deliveries at the end of the day. Could you come outside? And I fucking hate him. And the thing is, I give this guy another $10.
No. Yeah.
And you gotta do it.
Usually they send
it.
Some big meathead.
Yeah.
Who's awesome.
Yeah.
Hustling up and down the stairs, working on his calves.
Yeah, just some real dumb guinea. And I'm love it every time.
Yeah.
One time they sent a guy to the house and he gave me my food, turned around, walking over here, stopped me as I was going to the house. He goes, hey, can I ask you a question? I'm like, yeah. He goes, we were all looking at your Instagram what's up with you in dresses? And I was like, oh yeah, I kind of dress up like that for stuff. He's like, all right,
I'm back. Here's your Subway sandwich.
With this kid, everything. He is, could you please come out so late? And then I go to give him the money, and every time he goes, you already tipped me on the app. And I'm like, yeah, here's your extra money that you should have fucking come upstairs for.
He doesn't sound like the kind of guy who would turn down money.
That's true. Yeah.
It's, but based on your impression.
He's got the droop, you know, the droopy, the go-gub.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. Is that?
Yeah.
Oh, I fucking hate him. And then with Uber Eats, I've noticed, I can't remember what comic did it, that you can kind of guess who's going to come upstairs based on ethnicity.
Usama that Siddiqui did it.
So fucking funny.
I was like, damn, this is the realest thing. I was like, I wish I could have made this, but I'm a damn racist if I make it.
Wait, what's the bit? Like, what's
you
the,
can explain it. It's really funny.
Mexican delivery guys and will
It's Usama with a backwards hat on pretending to be Mexican.
Uh-huh. And they'll run up 9 flights of stairs to deliver you your food, but Indian guys will call you when they're downstairs and be like, hey, food here, come to door. And have to go all the way.
But he does it with like a backwards hat, and it'll be like, when you order for Mexican food.
Yeah.
And it's him going up 9 flights of stairs. And when you order Indian on the first floor.
Yeah.
My friend, come downstairs. Go downstairs.
It was really funny.
I had a fucking Chinese lady the other day. Not only made
Chinese
me
delivery lady?
Uber Eats. So it was something she picked it up on a bike, which already I know might be an issue because sometimes they're afraid to leave the bike.
Mm-hmm.
Made me not only come downstairs, but go out the fucking door and she wouldn't get off the bike. Hey, sorry, Paco. I apologize. You didn't even get to talk. I'm sorry, buddy.
You know, he told us about the new fry technology. We learned all about the slits from Paco.
Get in here, Lemaire, you silly goose. Guys, welcome Lemaire to the
Hello.
Show.
Welcome.
My apologies. I'm so fucking sorry.
No, I'm sorry. We only had to start because there's another show streaming after this one.
No. I'm a fucking dickhead.
No, you're good, brother. Yeah. Don't worry about it. How you doing this morning?
I'm all right. I'm pretty good. I'm feeling nice. Feeling pretty tight. Feeling like a dickhead. But,
don't
you know,
worry about it, man.
Yeah,
we love you.
You missed 15 minutes of Uber Eats talk.
What's
you're okay.
Best ethnicity to order takeout from?
Ooh, soul food. No. Trinidadian people. Trinidadians are the best. You go get some groti, and they'll give you a show. Colombian people will give you a show.
Do they come upstairs or they make you wait up? Because we were talking about who makes you come outside.
Oh, who makes you? They don't. I don't know. Black people make you go outside. Black people will make you go outside for sure. Colombians.
I still order from this Chinese in my resume. And the dude would always make me come down because he drove and there was nowhere to like double park. Mm. So he'd make me come down. And but it was like $12 for a full like Chinese meal. So I was fine with it. But one time I was going out to his car and I banged my shin so hard on a trailer hitch to like get out to the road where
they yelled chink.
And this dude, the dude who I tip well, and I go downstairs, just laughed so hard at me. I was limping to get the food and back to my place, and he was just fully like in hysterics,
like, you say
laughing
it too?
At me.
Yeah. I was getting breakfast delivered when I was real hungover, and it came faster than I was ready, so I had to like put my pants on real fast, but I stomped down too hard and hurt my Achilles and smashed my face into the wall. And Micah just sat there laughing and laughing while I'm writhing in pain. She goes, oh, look at the fat dumbass. He can't put his pants on.
He can't get his breakfast from the door. So I live on an avenue, but it's not a numbered avenue.
All right, go on. So let's get a little more coordinates.
Uh-huh. So it'll be like, hypothetically, it's like 2, 3, 4, then a word, and then like 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
And Chinese food guys get real confused real quick.
Oh, yeah.
And real mad. And I had a guy call me and tell me my address didn't exist. And I yelled at him, then how the fuck do I live here? And I got in a screaming argument with
him. You guys are having a huge philosophical argument over the how do any of us live here? What the fuck?
Confucius say.
Yeah. Hey, he's not Confucius. Yeah.
Man on Avenue ordered too much food. Uh-huh. All right. Now that we're all here, let's do plugs. If you guys want to crank up that plug music, Robbie, Tim, Lemaire, What do you guys want to get people's eyes on? Let's start with Robbie.
Check out my podcast, The Edgelords. I host it with Graham K. I think he's been on this podcast as well. You know, every week we're trying to turn edgy because we're not naturally edgy, so we can get that podcast money. So we can get that Gas Digital money.
It ain't bad, I'll tell you what. Better than working for a living.
And you can just get me on Twitter, at Robbie Slovic, or you get me on Instagram there, too. You'll find a link to The Edgelords there.
Phenomenal, Tim.
I have a podcast as well with hated guest of this show, Micah Fox. I read the comments. They're like, bitch alert, loud bitch alert. Oh, stupid bitch.
They were mostly your comments.
Yeah, I know. Well, here's the thing. They don't have to live with her. You listen to her on a podcast. I got to live with her fucking loud bitch.
What's it like
ass
to jerk off the YouTube comments at 3 a.m.?
So we do a show called Great Hang because we're very fun and drunk people that are good to hang out with. And listen to
it about your dick and her nose.
Yes. No, there's no hanging on my end. But Great Hang with Micah and Tim. Listen to that. We have a Patreon. It's good. We got Tom Takar as our first guest. And we're going to, I don't know, it's a good fucking show.
Phenomenal.
And Micah, if you're in New York tonight, I'm going to plug it for her so that she loves me. She's doing a thing with the multi-talented Mateo Lane where they're interrupting Twister tonight at Littlefield. So.
Oh, that's really, really fun.
So if you want to see the most talented man you've ever seen in Mateo Lane, go to Littlefield to watch that.
Very, very cool. Lemaire, what do you want people to check out, buddy?
Yeah, please check out my podcast, Panties in the Mouth. We just did an episode yesterday, and it's out now with the star of the world's biggest gangbang 2, Jasmine St. Clair. It was pretty great. Please check that out on Patreon, patreon.com/PITM. And also follow me at Lemaire Lee on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, Tinder, all of them.
Put a pin in Jasmine St. Clair, and we'll talk about that in a second. Okay. Guys, you know where to find me. Instagram, Zach is not funny. Back up Twitter, ZA Spook Show, because I'm locked out of my main account. If you work for Twitter and you can help me get back into Zach is not funny, I would like that very much. I will be in Austin, Texas on September 30th for a live real ass podcast with myself, Lewis, and Colin Terrell and Tony Hinchcliffe. And then we will be doing stand up at the Creek in the Cave on October 1st and 2nd. And then, I'm doing a live midnight spook show coming up on Halloween at the Stand, the Comedy Club and Restaurant, 9 p.m. And it's going to be a bunch of guests, and we're going to watch a movie and talk over it and be silly geese. So check that out.
You guys are going to be a black movie theater.
Pretty much. That's the concept of the show. I do Black History Month every year, and it's black guests only yelling over black movies. So Jasmine St. Clair. She's got a new podcast.
Yes, Crazy Train.
Crazy Train.
With a K.
Which is insane because you think after all this time she'd be sick of trains by now. is she like trying to get back? Like, has she been working or is she like trying to reinvent or do like a Lisa Ann?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, because she has a show, a one-woman show tomorrow at...
One woman, 500 men.
Yeah. Yeah, she's trying to reinvent herself. She's like, it was pretty cool. She was talking about how she knew like six languages. It's pretty.
She can say I'm coming in all of them.
What's her story? How she was like? She did the biggest gangbang in history.
She
or
was like when we were kids.
Uh huh.
Like the gangbang queen. Yeah. She I think had 500 dudes.
That was
she's 301.
301. The blonde did 500.
Yeah, the blonde did 500. What was that? What was her name? It was called the blah, blah, blah 500. It was her name and then 500.
But yeah, Jasmine St. Clair did 300. She also dated the Blue Meanie
the
from
Blue
ECW.
Meanie before he got ugly. She wants people to
he
know.
He lost the weight. He lost a bunch of weight. And then he was the Blue Boy.
Yeah.
And they dated.
He got hot to date her.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she showed up to the Gas Digital Christmas party like 2 years ago. Just, I don't know why. Just it was comedians and this lady, and every time I walked by her because I looked just like the Blue Meanie. Every time I walked behind her to get a drink, I did the Blue Meanie behind her.
Dude, she's
how'd she look?
It was good. She's solid. She's great.
A little plasticky or pretty good.
Good. It was good. It was all good.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you're
every deflecting thing you can use. Yeah. It was fun. She was good. I'm good.
Yeah. The man's trying to be 302.
Yeah. I insult regular women. Do you think I'm going to fucking be nice about porn stars?
Yeah,
I insult contributing funny women. All right, let's get into some stories. All right.
Ooh.
I like this is a subject I can get into. Young woman had sex with dolphin who killed himself when they were torn apart. Guys in the booth, tell us about this.
So I had heard about this. This is actually not a new story. It happened in the 60s, but she just did like a tell-all about it, apparently.
Oh, this is the late... She lived in like the habitat, right?
Yeah.
And she like would walk around like waist-deep in water.
And jerk off the dolphins.
They were trying to communicate with dolphins. They were trying to teach them like how to communicate in our language. And she was like, yeah, we had a very involved romantic relationship, and he was devastated when I
she stuck that tongue in that blowhole.
Yeah, okay, so was she just jerking him off, or were they, did he get in the puss?
That's a wonderful question, Zach. I don't know. It does not say here how the sex occurred, whether there was penetration or not.
But she was jerking off this dolphin.
You know she was.
Okay, so when they say he killed himself, did he like beach himself? Did he stop eating?
Yeah, how does a dolphin kill himself?
He brought him, he did, well, he Quaaludes. Didn't beach himself, he reverse beached himself because he like just sunk to the bottom and like refused to come up for air.
Oh, they have to breathe.
Oh, no. Yeah. I've seen a couple of my friends do that.
Wow, what a sad way to dolphin sign.
I wish I was a fucking dolphin getting jerked off. That lady was hot.
Yeah, dude, he's upset over some hand jobs. This guy needs to get his life together.
Get out there.
Dolphins are very horny.
Yes, I've read that. Don't they? Isn't dolphins one of the other like rapier species?
Yeah, they're the only other. I think they're the only other species that has sex for pleasure. Monkeys, besides us.
Monkeys?
No, monkeys just rape to rape as a power thing.
There was like a thing, a study monkeys gave.
Yeah, bonobos.
Bonobos.
Yeah,
they fuck for fun.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to give a dolphin that there's plenty of fish in the sea speech to get it back out there.
Or were you about to talk about the study with the coins or the...
Yeah, where they gave them like rocks and they were like...
So they decided, it was a study, they decided to introduce the idea of currency to this. Are you guys familiar with this?
Uh-huh. I've heard of this.
To this community of, I believe it was...
Bonobo, I think bonobos, it was bonobos, right? Yeah. The monkeys with the big ass noses.
And so they introduced this currency and the first thing they did was invent prostitution.
Right.
Yeah.
Like... it went from, hey, this is the money. You can trade these for snacks, I think it was. Like, they would give them, like, these rocks.
Grapes.
Rocks and, yeah, you could trade it in for a snack. And immediately, these whore monkeys started trading pussy for the coins. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's my favorite thing. The two things. So, they introduce currency. The first thing they invent is prostitution. Mm. You make AI, right? Artificial intelligence. The first thing it does is be racist, right? When they, like, artificial intelligence, like, it was immediately racist.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
They created, when they were working on creating artificial intelligence, the first thing it did was separate everyone into like how they look and then was racist towards them.
Well, it also like it scanned, it like crawled the internet for information, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's pulling all these comments and stuff to learn. It's like learning from internet comments.
It was a Microsoft AI bot that they put on Twitter. And like they're like, this bot's going to learn from Twitter. It's going to grow from Twitter. And it just became a racist.
Yeah, then it looked at our Twitter.
Yeah. And now it hosts a show on this network.
Yeah. It was supposed to food and Ari porn and stuff.
Fuck. So so what came out recently about this dolphin fucking lady?
You talking about like new news for her?
Yeah,
I don't know if this exactly is. What did she do?
She was like, "This is the best dick I've ever had in my life, dolphin dick. I'll never forget."
I think we're just revisiting something.
Okay, so what do you guys think? As far if you had to pick an animal to fuck, or an animal to have a relationship with, a companionship with?
Yeah,
sexual, probably. What are we going with?
It's gonna go that way. It's gonna go sexual for sure. If I have to pick an animal to fuck, I'm going with a cheetah.
Mm. Yeah, they're beautiful.
Sexy. That's a sexy ass animal. I mean, I'm going to die in that process, you know?
Also kind of body shaming to pick a cheetah, too skinny. Can't pick like a fatter animal.
Dude, you know, they say manatees have the most female-like vaginas.
I didn't know that. Why do you know that?
Oh, you know, I was
eating out a manatee. Yeah. Friday night at the bar, brought a manatee home.
Yeah. Manatees were like, they were the mermaids. Like, mermaids are based off of manatees.
Yeah, that's just how drunk pirates were.
Let's get this fat whore on the ship.
It was a beautiful woman with a fish's tail. Best pussy I ever had.
Mustache.
All right. Yeah. Lemaire. Okay, wait, what do we got here? It's been observed in primates, spotted hyenas, goats, and sheep. Female cheetahs and lions lick and rub the male's genitals as part of their courtship ritual. This is animals that have sex for fun. Oral sex is also well known among short-nosed fruit bats, for whom it is thought to prolong copulation, thereby increasing the likelihood of fertilization. Okay, so these are animals.
Those are other animals that have sex for fun.
And it's specifically oral sex.
Yeah. Well, that was just the fruit bats part, but yes.
You guys have seen the video of the monkey using a frog like a fleshlight,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Absolutely.
I have the internet.
Yeah. So that to me is the question. So is it an animal you want to fuck traditionally? Because what would feel the best?
Getting killed by a giant praying mantis.
That would be too scary.
Like, oh, it's over. Like,
would it be uncouth to watch a video of dolphin rape?
Yes, and bring it up.
It'd be uncouth.
Hey, is it uncouth to watch rape?
Look at the hog on that.
Come on. These are dolphins.
Wait, they're copulating. Yeah. And we can see their hogs?
Wrong neighborhood, bitch.
It's a three-way. It's a three-way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Ew. Jeez, dude.
Nice.
Wait, so dolphins have dicks, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just comes out of their skin like a hook.
I think for a relationship, I'd pick a dog because they'd just have they just love you forever, even if you fuck them.
Big dog, little dog?
I'll pick a bigger dog. So if someone
tells him?
No, well, yeah, maybe. Yeah, that'd be nice, you know, a little Beethoven dog. And then he's like extra loves me, so if anyone fucks with me, tries to bite their dicks off.
What makes this rape and not just dolphin sex? Like, what's the difference here?
They're ganging up on the one who's trying to...
They had to coerce her.
And is the one who's being ganged up on starting a podcast now?
Yeah.
She's got a one-woman show at the Bell House.
That one dolphin is the Bill Cosby of dolphins. I don't know if you guys know that.
Best thing about fucking a St. Bernard, I think, would be that they have the barrel of rum. You can split a barrel of rum.
Split a barrel of rum. Then you never remember what you just did.
I think best aunt. I'm trying to think.
Zach, some people fuck St. Bernards every white and every night. Am I right? All right,
cool. I used to do that. I used to live right by the bar, and whatever woman was just sitting at the bar, I'd be like, I live a block away. They'd be like, all right, that's good one for me.
God, how times have changed. animal. I guess you want a manatee, maybe. Duck vaginas, if you have the right there. Ducks, did you guys know, have multiple chambers? Because ducks rape like a motherfucker.
I watched a duck. Damn. I was in my backyard in Indianapolis, and this one duck was getting ready to rape this other duck. And a fucking hawk swooped down.
Drop something the other ducks drink?
A hawk swooped down. Caught the male duck and just flew away with it. And I was like, what an ally. I can't believe that he fucking did that.
Dude, I'm still kind of fucked up that you said ducks got Wu-Tang pussy.
Yeah, so ducks have...
the 36 chambers of duck.
Yeah. Ducks will, like, gang up, but the duck vagina has different chambers, and they can choose which the duck dick goes into.
Yeah.
And there's only one that leads... to the ovaries.
Yeah, it's never the ODB chamber.
Yeah. So like, they they can rearrange the rooms like a haunted house.
That's what I was going to say. They can move their shit around like a haunted house.
And that way, like, when the duck comes to them, it doesn't go towards the thing that would make them pregnant.
Wow. That's the ectoplasm just goes in different...
Yeah, right?
Yeah, we should get that.
God, let's talk to research.
Because I think every time ducks have sex, it's technically rape. It's either them or Puerto Ricans. All right, let's move on to our next story. Man shocked to discover hair poking out of 100-year-old grave. So I want to take a guess on this. Doesn't your hair and fingernails still grow?
Yeah, for like for like months though. Yeah.
Yeah, so 100 years would be a bit much.
Yeah, but it was a whole bush. Like sticking out of the grave.
Let's find that. Guys, tell us about this.
Oh shit.
I think this guy was like visiting a family member's grave or something, and he's walking by and he sees the hair poking out of this grave. And at first he thought it was a Halloween thing or something, or maybe somebody pulling a prank, but no, they confirmed it was real hair.
Wow.
From a corpse.
It wasn't a fight and just someone ripped their weave off and threw it at the...
No, that guy was trying to come back. And they're like, no.
It looks like it wasn't like a bunch of black chicks having dinner in a cemetery at 3 a.m. and got in a fight.
Yeah.
That's the remnant. So wait, that hair goes 6 feet underground and up.
Apparently, they think like rats or some type of rodents were trying to pull it out and use it as bedding or maybe like, you know, something to warm them up. So they had have pulled it from the actual grave out and here you are.
Rats are a real problem.
Yo, dude, in my next life, I want to be a fucking rat because they know how to survive.
Not in
they
my backyard, live, bro. Dude. My fucking cat wrecks rats in my backyard.
What's its body count?
Nine. Oof. Nine rats so far this summer.
This summer?
This summer. She's right. I was telling Paco before, I was telling him that she had a rat in her mouth. It got away. She fucking whacked it. Its head smacked off the ground and blood shot out of its ears. And I was like, my cat is John Wick. I love his cat. My cat rules.
Yeah, you got to put these videos online, dude.
Micah does. Yeah. Go on Micah's Twitter or on her Instagram. There's just videos of our cat.
That's a good animal.
Rats. Yeah, she rules. Four birds, nine rats.
That's a high body count.
Yeah, yeah, that is your
cat's she's a killer. Fucking asshole.
Yeah,
I think your cat likes killing.
Yeah, she loves. She's got blood. Well, now we can't move anywhere where she can't go outside and murder, or she'll kill us. I think.
Do you think your cat thinks it's in Vietnam? He's like, I just gotta kill all these.
Yeah, every day she comes in, smokes a cigarette, does some heroin.
She got a necklace made out of rat tails. Yeah.
The Rolling Stones are playing, the camera's spinning.
Yeah. I just hear her go.
Wait, with that hair, do you guys want to be? I want to be cremated. Don't bury me.
100.
Don't fucking. I don't want to become a rat bed. You know, just fucking burn me.
A, I think it seems wasteful. Of the amount of land that cemeteries take up.
Yes.
Especially like in cities.
Yeah.
Where it's like, we could probably use that for something.
We have a roller rink here.
Yeah.
Bowling alley there for sure. Yeah.
I don't understand the concept of getting buried. I think it's weird.
Yeah.
I think cremation makes way more sense, especially if you're going to rot into nothing anyway. It's almost like the greeting card industry. Where it's just, it's something everyone's always done traditionally for so long that when you don't like it, people think you're weird.
Mm, right. Yeah. But you're right. It fucking takes up space. And I'd rather be ashes and sprinkle me in danger fields on 60%.
Where the dead die.
And it's like crazy money to get buried, to get the whole fucking package.
It's minimum like 10 grand, I think. Yeah. Like minimum.
I don't understand the idea of viewing the body. I hate the idea that whenever people are like, oh, she looks so natural. No, she doesn't. No one's ever looked good. They look weird and makeup-y. The coroner sewed their mouth shut so that they're not going like this in the middle of it.
Yeah. It's horrifying. I just found out.
Sorry.
I'm Jewish and like almost a year ago, my brother passed away.
Sorry.
And I found out, because I'm not like a great Jew, that like Jews don't do, you have to bury the body like immediately, within 24 hours.
Yeah.
And so they don't do coffins. It's just like a cheap like plywood box thing. And that's like the most Jewish thing. I know, it's the most Jewish thing in the world. I'm not buying an apartment for the dead guy.
So that lady was totally Jewish.
Yeah.
What does he need a pillow for? Yeah. He's already sleeping. He's already at rest.
I do want to do the thing, like the old timey thing where everyone has to take their picture with me.
Yeah.
You know, where the old time, because when your kid died, they get one photo. Like, people would take one photo their whole life, and it was normally then their child died, and they're sitting there with their kid.
Okay,
I want everyone to do that with me before.
But they're like propped up, you're talking
about. Yeah, I'd be like propped up with my eyes open, all dead.
Yeah, like when a Dominican dies, and they put them on a motorcycle with a cigarette in their mouth.
Right, yeah. And everyone also has that as their sprayed t-shirt.
Yeah.
And
just they're like R&D. Playing backgammon and an Xbox at the same time.
If I were propped up, like, I'd be 9 days before anyone knew I was dead.
When I die, I want a dual disc on my arm, and just a deck of Yu-Gi-Oh cards. I'm like, it's time to do
that. Would be sick.
Yeah.
My cousin's wife at my grandma's funeral told us, well, first she asked, are we taking a picture? And we're like, what? And she's like a little weird. To give you an idea, she went to college with Eli Sayers.
Oh, okay.
So it's like that kind of like...
weirdly religious?
Yeah, there's something going on there.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh yeah, in my family... we take a picture at funerals, and we're like, oh, yeah, of, like, everybody outside. And she goes, no, with the body.
That's wild. Yeah.
Like, everyone poses around the coffin. What? That's crazy, wild. Right?
Where do you put those pictures?
Yeah, you don't hang them up. Like, you wouldn't, like, put them out for the holidays.
Yeah, you just put it up in your den smoking a cigarette or a cigar.
Hey, here's a great picture we're going to show nobody ever.
At my grandpa's funeral.
Now a silly one.
At my grandpa's funeral, my dad and his brothers did rock, paper, scissors for who would pay for it. And my dad was like, I didn't have to pay for it. I won.
Fuck. Yeah, so... Because there's the old-timey pictures.
The old-timey, that's
where they're propped up.
I want to be propped up and all my friends have to be around me pretending they're happy. They might be.
Alec, what's up?
Do you guys know what a death mask is?
No. Yeah, that's when they do a mold of your face.
Exactly, that's what I want. And then cremate me.
There's one, the Museum of Death has, I think, a famous serial killer or a dictator or somebody. They have their death mask there. That I'd be cool with. If you're getting cremated, do a death mask first.
Yeah, if we're zhuzhing it up a little bit, yeah, I'm fine with that.
Can my death mask be me with my tongue out? Just like Cardi B.
Oh, yeah, but then, you get, put, on a Sibian.
Howard Stern's in the background.
Dude, that's the move. Death mask, and you make yourself a bench in a park for homeless ladies to sit on your face.
Then you're giving back. Yeah. You're giving back to society even after you're dead.
Yeah, I think I just figured out what I want.
Let's start the GoFundMe now so it's ready to go.
I don't know if you guys can save that much in 6 months, but
you want to become a public symbiont?
Dude, that would be so fun. Yeah. All right, what else do we got here? All right. You picked the wrong pensioner. Moment woman, 75. Okay, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I read this word. This says mugger, and I definitely did not read it right.
Oh, no.
Jesus, Natalie. Wrong show.
Pulling headlines from Breitbart, I guess.
70 fights off mugger trying to snatch her handbag on a Moscow street. Is this a video?
Yeah, you got to see this video. It's
great. Please.
She's going to catch him with some crisp hands. Oh, don't ruin it. Never mind. This old lady's probably sharp.
We'll watch an ad first.
Oh, okay. This is.
It would have been funny if you did read that and then said Moscow later. Yeah. So that's be a weird spot for that.
It's the sequel to Jay-Z and Kanye's Paris one.
Yeah.
Moscow. All right. So he's going for it. Give me that, ma'am.
Oh my God. Oh, damn.
She won't let go.
Good for her.
Has all heart. He is just dragging this old lady, though.
She's holding on tight.
He is just... she hit him. Right. She got him in the ear. Damn.
I mean, it looks like he got away with it, right?
No, he gets arrested just down the street a little bit. And she keeps the purse.
Oh, she kept the purse.
She wouldn't let go.
No. That guy just chased her shit out that dude.
Can I be honest? That's a good ad for the purse.
Gucci. We have strong purses. Not even a mugger can break our straps.
And this dude gets her a cab. That's a nice ending. Yeah.
That is nice.
Why are there so many ads on that cab?
It's Moscow, baby. Yeah. Okay. They got no money.
Uh-huh. That's so like my grandma has that story. My grandma to this day thinks that New York is still like 1970s New York. And anytime anyone mentions going to New York, she talks about how one time somebody tried to steal her purse on the subway and she wouldn't let go.
Uh-huh.
Is it worth it? '70s maybe.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like every video of that then just goes to the guy beating the shit out of an old lady.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you can hold on to your purse in a tug of war.
Yeah.
But then, like, when he's karate kicking you,
right,
holding on to the pole for balance.
Yeah. What are you going to lose now? Especially since almost no one has cash.
It's right.
You're going to lose your phone. And then, like, credit cards that you can cancel immediately.
That old lady, that guy running over there saved that old lady from getting curb stomped. That guy was setting her up.
With
the fucking
Mike and I were talking about this last night when we were walking through Brooklyn. I was like, listen, if people, because there are a bunch of badass kids in the dark smoking weed, and then you, but you don't know, you know, and they're being loud and crazy. And I was like, you don't know, you know? And I was like, if people try to fucking jump us, I will try to grab all of them and you run, just run, just start run. You go. I'll just get, I've been jumped a bunch of times. So I'm like, I'll be fine. You have a
very jumpable face.
Right. Yeah, I look like a bitch. Yeah, so I'm people are like, I'm going to hit this guy and he's not going to do anything. And they're right. So like, you run.
Don't put that in here.
And then I was like, if a guy has a gun, we'll just give him everything and hopefully nothing happens. I was like, that's the only way to fucking do it, I feel.
Yeah, if a guy has a gun, hopefully he wants me to suck his dick.
Right. I go, because I'm
Because somebody's got to take what someone's doing.
And I'm better at it than her, I'll tell you that.
My a roommate years and years ago got robbed, and he goes, I think my drug dealer set me up. And then he told me the story, and you immediately go, drug dealer set you up. This is so long. This almost seems antiquated now to say this, but he had to go meet a guy to buy weed.
All right.
Not a great spot.
okay.
And he shows up. The guy doesn't show. Three guys he didn't know show up. Two grab him by the arms, and the other, and this is a hilarious way to rob somebody, took out a knife and cut his pants off.
Oh, wow.
So he had jeans on. He took an X-Acto knife, cut them off, ripped them off and ran away with all his stuff that was in his pockets.
That sucks.
That does suck.
So then not only was he robbed, he was pantsless, keysless, and phoneless.
Yeah.
It's pretty slick, too.
And they just left him with his car?
No, he was on foot.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He went on foot and then had nothing. He was in his boxers.
That's crazy.
And had to get cops to, like, drive him back to the house in his boxers.
That was the first thing I thought. I was like, oh, no, his penis. Oh, no.
I got jumped. When I was 17, I got jumped by five dudes. I was real drunk at this house party, and these dudes showed up. And my buddy Paul, and there were like seven of them. My buddy Paul and I were smoking cigarettes in his car.
Paul Wall?
Yes, my buddy Paul Wall. Okay. Well, we were driving slow. And two of them get on Paul's side of the car. Three of them pulled me out of the car window and just started beating the shit out of me. And one dude was going through my pockets, took all my shit, you know? And then I went back to the house party. I got blood like coming out of my face and stuff. And they called the police. And I was like, nothing's going to happen. The police come.
Yeah.
And the dude's like, can you give us a description? And I was all hammered. And I was like, yeah. They hit like bitches. The cop goes, no, like, what did they look like? I was like, I don't know, fucking fists? I have no idea. They fucking beat the shit out of me. I have no idea.
I got hit with a belt buckle.
Oof.
That sucks. The guy wrapped his belt around his and sucker punched me from behind and caved this in.
Ooh. Jesus.
This was closed for like an extended period.
You don't want to fight someone who thinks to unwrap their belt.
Yeah, but he like did it like Pootie Tang. It was all one like, watch out. And he had a big belt buckle and it was on the front of it and he hit me from like, it was a completely from behind.
Yeah.
And oh man, that sucked. And then ran.
Boy. That's
brutal. Didn't even take anything off of me.
Had you guys gotten in? Or was he just doing a thing?
He was walking by. He said something, and I said something back. Uh-huh. I didn't see that he had then, like, circled back. It was on the F train platform.
Mm, the fighting train.
Yeah.
Dude, that's why.
It was at the 9th Street stop on the F, the, like, outside one.
Oh, okay.
That's why anytime someone says something to you on the street, you gotta go.
And then drop a handkerchief.
Yeah. I accidentally stepped on the back of a kid's shoe. He was like 15. He was with his friend, and I was like, "Hey man, sorry about that." He goes, "Wipe it off," and I was like, "You're a child. No, absolutely, I will not do that." Oh. And he went to fake hit me, and I just like kind of pushed him, and he like. He was weighed 120 pounds, and his friend was like 110 pounds. I was like, but I'm like, I can't be the white man in his 30s fucking up two black teens on 14th Street. I can't.
People would get it.
Yeah, you fucking up teams sounds like the most satisfying thing. Yeah.
I wanted.
Doesn't it sound so fun?
It really does.
Carte blanche.
I wanted to lift them up and just drop them on their heads. Like that was what I was like. They're so small. I could fuck them up so bad. Yeah. But I was like, just keep walking. You don't need to be a video today.
The problem with fighting teens is that they're young enough to kill you and get out of jail.
Right.
That's
the problem.
And then they can go after your family.
Yeah. Finish the job.
Yeah.
No, that does sound joy. Like. When you're on the subway at like 2:45 and school lets out, and all of a sudden it fills up, and it sounds like when they took Damien to the zoo in The Omen, it would be so great to just have like the American Gladiator stick with a boxing glove on either end, and ping, 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 ping. All girls, by the way, that's in my head who I'm hitting. Ping, 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 ping.
I was like, you can't do it. Just keep walking. Get to Beauty Bar. Go in and just drink. Don't just go to drinking. Don't do it. You'll be all right.
I watched a guy almost die at Beauty Bar. And I can't remember if I told it on this one before, on this show before. I hang out with a weird group of people sometimes.
You do?
Yeah. Interesting.
And some of my friends, I've never done this. I'll probably never do it because it grosses me out. I have friends that do suspension.
With their body, like that holds them up from their body?
They hang from hooks.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And they're like pierced in such a way that like...
Yeah, they get it done. You get the hooks put in day of.
Yeah.
And...
That sucks.
Just one day hooks? You can't get like permanent hooks?
No, it's too big of a piece. And I've talked on the show, I saw hooks come out of somebody once. And I've told that story a bunch, but we're at Beauty Bar doing a show.
Did her skin make a rip sound? Was like shink, or you know, like
it? It was gross.
Okay.
And we're at Beauty Bar, and they were doing a show, and there was a guy there who was. They were doing their suspension act and like freak show stuff, and there was a guy there who was hammered and all coked up. And one of the freak show guys made a 9/11 joke in his act.
Uh huh.
And this guy just lost his mind.
Uh huh.
Walks up. And tries to take the microphone away.
Uh-huh.
And my advice would be, if somebody hangs from hooks for fun, think about what they would do to you in anger. And all the other freak show guys came up, and I went and got my friend who was bigger than me, and I was like, hey, there's no security here. We got to carry this guy out who's interrupting the show. He's like, why? Is he being a nuisance? And I went, come with me. And I'm watching the three suspension people talk to him. And he's like, they look like they're taking care of it. I go, where are their hands? And he goes, why do they all have their hands on their back pocket?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I went, all of them have knives right now.
Uh-huh.
And me and this other guy bear hugged the drunk guy, picked him up so that his feet were dangling, and threw him out in the street.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then went, hey, I'm saving your life.
Yeah. You're welcome. I keep picturing Larry King going to the wrong suspenders convention.
It's like, your blood's about to have a lot of sparkles in it here in a second.
Yeah, no, I'll tell the fucking... we were shooting a movie, and we had a scene in it where three people were suspending. And it was my friend's ex-girlfriend, who was very tiny, my friend Doug in the middle, who's done it a million times, and he's got a ton of hooks in his back. And then... this real cute little chubby girl at the end. And when you looked at it, you were like, I don't know the physics on this.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's why I was surprised when you were like, I don't know if I'll ever try it.
So there's a guy that they called Church
who
did it. And they called him Church because he was the size of a church. He was like 450.
He's the steeple. And you have to pray every time he does it.
Uh-huh. And that's what they always did. They're like, well, Church did it. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to do it. Like, I have no interest.
Right.
Yeah.
Sounds
very painful.
And then recently, I know at an event, and I don't know if I should talk about this. I know at an event, they suspended a guy who was a bigger guy, and it went, and he fell and landed on his leg and broke it so bad that he lost the leg.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oof.
I know a few people lost their suspension license for that or whatever the fuck you have.
Wait, there's a licensing firm for this? Yeah.
They all go to like, they take like classes and shit.
Uh-huh.
And they all have like first aid training.
That guy fell and he like
He crushed his leg basically to the point of amputation.
Okay. It felt like an accordion. Oh, like those.
But he might now be light enough to suspend it.
Yeah. You know? It's definitely, yeah. That is a silver lining, without a shadow of a doubt. So it's, he's sitting there, and it was one of those things where everything on a movie set takes five times as long as it should in real life. So we're there all day. I'm in the scene, and I'm in my underpants because my life is a series of humiliations. And they're suspending these three people. Last girl goes up. They go, all right, action. And they get to the first girl, and they pan over to Doug, and then they pan over to the third girl. And so she was suspended by, she had two hooks in her back and one in each calf.
In her calf?
My God, what the hell?
So she's facing the she's face down looking at the floor hanging. And all of a sudden, one of her legs just kicks out. And you hear everybody go,
ah! Oh, no.
And then we're like, all right. And she goes, I'm okay. And they go, keep filming. So then they do another pan over.
I'm okay. Yeah.
And by the way, when a hook comes out of your leg, it doesn't go, like, it takes everything with it.
Yeah. And also, I'm okay. Like, clearly none of you are okay. Yeah, no. We're all dealing with years of emotional trauma.
Yeah, we're all disturbed. And then I hear somebody go, other legs going. Oh, no. And it her leg exploded.
Ugh.
It went everywhere. And not only that, now she's off center.
Is she swinging?
So she was stable because it was the four points.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Other leg goes. She starts swinging around the room, shooting. Blood is everywhere.
Front row of a Gallagher show.
It's like a guar. Yeah, the Gallagher guar.
Keep filming. This is great.
Yeah.
And it goes fucking everywhere. It's to the point where now everyone is locked down in the room because there's fucking blood everywhere and you can't walk around. I'm in underwear, barefoot. So now I'm like, oh, good, I'm trapped here for the next few hours while they stitch her up. And now the girl in the front goes, I want to come down. But
reasonable. Yeah.
Everybody else is dealing with this girl whose legs just exploded. And she goes, Zach, you need to hold me up.
Yeah.
So that the hooks wouldn't pull on her anymore.
Yeah.
And for about a half an hour, I had to hold her in my arms, looking into her back.
Ugh.
Because she didn't want the pressure of the hooks anymore, but nobody could bring her down.
Right.
So I just had to stand there in boxers, holding a woman, looking inside her. The worst way to look inside a woman, I would argue.
Yeah. I will say, pretty badass picture, though.
It was pretty cool. And can I be honest? It looks pretty good in the movie.
I got one word to describe that story. Funny.
That was horrifying.
Wait, how long did you guys roll before you guys were like, cut?
When our second leg went out.
Yeah. As soon as it went out, you're like, cut? All right, cool.
To me, that is the type of experience that would justify saying, I've had a long week. Could you come down and get this up?
The king of the callback, Robbie Slovak.
Fuck, that's funny. Oh, God, I kind of want to end the show on that because it's so goddamn funny. Let's do one more story and then we're going to get out of here. We'll keep it short today. Jar of Elvis Presley's hair sells for staggering $72,500 at auction. Guys, tell us about it.
I can tell you about this one. So it just sold at an auction, which claims to be that this jar of hair in particular is the most well-documented collection of Elvis's hair in the world, which is a title that I didn't know anyone wanted. But my favorite part of the article is that it says, well, yeah, that's a lot, but in 2002, it was sold for $115,000. So, like, it's not...
So it's depreciating.
It's depreciated over time, yeah.
How big is the jar?
It's... I have a picture of it. Hold on.
Please.
Yes. I was going to be honest. 72.5 sounds low. Yeah. As a guy who sells collectibles, that seems low to me.
The other day, I read a story about how they sold Michael Jackson's original nose for $100,000.
That seems low, too.
Yeah, it does seem low, right? Yeah,
it's like a fucking quarter ounce.
Oh.
They describe it as baseball-sized.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's bigger than it seems, then.
It's about an eight ball of hair? No.
Now, so, is it... Yeah, did it... Was he getting a haircut and they put it aside?
It was like several haircuts. Like a dude who regularly cut his hair collected pieces of his hair over time.
Can you imagine if Elvis go, "Hey, buddy, collecting my hair?
You shaving my hair? What are you, some kind of queer?"
No, King, I just like to open up the jar and smell it when I miss you. What do you sell collectible?
I sell like sports cards and stuff.
That's good. Cool.
And like I have some that are worth thousands of dollars. And so you would think that 72.5 is low for hair. Like I have a LaMelo Ball card that's worth like $2,000.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's just a card with a picture on it. It's not.
Would you ever trade in pieces of human?
No, I'm not you, but I would. But I would. I mean, maybe. It depends on the person.
I do own hair.
If Ichiro Oda died, the creator of One Piece, and someone was like, this is his fingers that he used to draw, you can have those for this card, I'd be like, okay, so yeah, I'll take that.
Best friends, dude.
What?
Best friends, dude. You pulled up, brought out One Piece.
Yeah, okay. I love it.
What is One Piece? Tell me.
It's the most popular anime and manga in the world. It's about pirates. It's pretty cool. They have superpowers. And I'd already read the spoilers for this week's episode.
There's a guy that kind of looks like you in it right now.
Me? Zach.
Like Zach. There's a guy that kind of smokes a big cigarette. He's a big brachiosaurus. He kinda,
his name's Queen.
That's yeah, not, his name not, is Queen.
He likes to party.
Yeah, he loves to party.
I do love to party. So, yeah, not shocking, I do own human hair.
Yes.
I have a... Oh, wow, yeah, that is me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
there
it
is, right
That's
there.
Pretty goddamn good.
Yeah.
I own a strand of Charles Manson's hair.
Well, how much did you pay for it?
Not that bad.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess hair just doesn't go for as much as you'd think it would.
$72,000. You think a market there, but...
Yeah, it's in like a trading...
Wait, how did you acquire this? Yeah.
Murderbilia site.
Oh, Murderbilia, great
word. It's a trading card type thing, and then it's got like a plastic cover... And then it's got a spot for the hair. I have Charles Manson's hair. I have foundation from the hardware store Ed Gein killed his second victim in.
Wow.
I have John Wayne Gacy's business card.
Hey! Ooh.
From his contracting company. I have a piece of John Wayne Gacy's Death Row shirt.
Oh, wow.
Records?
Is that had to be expensive, though, right?
No, that was the cheapest one.
Well, then I just
But
don't
I bought
know
it
anymore.
When I... That was the first piece I bought, and I was, like, 15.
Oh, wow.
So I've
Are
had
these
that...
investments or just for the love of the game?
That's a great question.
It's... Okay, they were originally going to be displayed, but Mrs. Amico will not allow them... To be up in the house.
God bless her. Yeah, she's making the right decision.
Because they are, as she thinks they will bring bad juju into our lives.
So Mrs. Amico, that's also what Micah Fox thinks at our house with my cards. So she's like, those are elsewhere. We don't need to have your little men hanging around in the house.
Zach, you got to get rich enough to have a murder basement so you can put up all your murder stuff.
No, well, if I have a murder basement, it's for murder. I have... the Charles Manson Life magazine. I have there's a basketball card. I couldn't tell you the player. Because,
Mark Jackson.
Know what I'm talking about? With the Menendez brothers?
Yeah, it's Mark Jackson playing for the Knicks, and they're in the front row.
And the Menendez brothers are right behind him after they killed their parents before they got arrested.
And you got in early on that because we talked about it last time I was on the show, I remember, and that card is
How
gone
much is
way,
that worth?
It's like, I think it's like a $200 card now. It's gone way up in value.
I paid $18 for that.
Right.
Let's go.
And then what's the other fucking thing I have? Oh, a fan of the show sent me a signed Big Lurch CD.
Oh, wow.
And Lurch is a rapper who ate his girlfriend, his roommate's lungs.
Ate his roommate's lungs.
Yes,
Big Lurch. When you have roommates, you got to label your food. This is what I always say. This is what happens.
Lurch was a big boy. He was like 6'8", and he was in a group called Cosmic Slop Shop, I believe. And he had a lot of songs about eating people.
Uh-huh.
So he kind of left the trail.
Like,
And one day the cops were called, and they said, hey, they knew him by a name basis. They told the cops, Lurch is outside of his apartment complex, naked, covered in blood, screaming at the moon. And it took 8 cops to put him down.
Yeah.
And he was on PCP,
surprisingly. I was going to ask.
And he had broken his knife in her shoulder blade.
Oof.
So he gave up with the knife and used his hands to crack open her sternum and ate her lungs.
Man.
And his son messaged me on Facebook when I talked about him and tried to get me to send him. Ripped me off for $20 telling me he was sending me a CD.
Uh-huh.
And recently messaged me again trying to sell me a t-shirt. Thinking that I did not remember the time I gave him $20
for a CD. Yeah.
But luckily, his former manager was a fan of the podcasts and sent me a signed CD.
Oh, nice.
Wow, that's really cool. Man, and who would have thought on Bye Guys today it would be all gore and horror? Oh.
Well, that's what happens when Ian's not here and I get to pick what we talk about. Is there anything more about this Elvis hair?
Tastes pretty good.
I...
Would you take it out of the jar and put it on your head and do the impression? I think that's the move.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Look at me, baby. I married a 12-year-old. Uh-huh.
All right, guys. Let's get the fuck out of here. That is just about an hour. Thank you so much to my guests, Robbie Slovic and Tim McLaughlin, my co-host, Lamar Lee. Thank you so much, guys, for being here. This is Zach Amico on behalf of Ian Fidance for now saying bye, guys.